Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Do not judge others, so that God will not judge you. For God will judge you in the same way as you judge others. And he will apply to you the same rules as you apply to others. Why then do you look at the speck in another's eye and pay no attention to the log in your own eye? How dare you say to another, please let me take that speck out of your eye, when you have a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will be able to see clearly to take the speck out of another's eye. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I think it's Walter Burghardt, great Ignatian preacher and theologian, who says that contemplation is taking a long, loving look at the real. For the one who has fallen in love with God, God is to be found everywhere. I find it very interesting to note that when Jesus is speaking about the consequences of judging others, he uses the part of our body which is for seeing, namely the eye, to illustrate his point. Why do you look at the speck in the eye of the other and pay no attention to the log in your own eye? In other words, look deeply into the truth of yourself before commenting on what you see in your neighbour. Only when we remove or integrate the obstruction in our own eye can we even begin to see into the heart of the life of another. Now, Jesus has already told us in this Gospel of Matthew that the eyes are like a lamp for the body. This kind of light Jesus is speaking about enables us to see love in the heart of the other, and of course, love in our own hearts. Jesus invites us in today's gospel to pay attention to what is obstructing our own sight. Paying attention, I believe, comes from living a contemplative life, or as the mystics say, looking at the real from a place of inner freedom. Jesus tells us very clearly to have that inner freedom that does not judge others. Do not judge others so that God will not judge you. I think it would be true to say that when we find ourselves judging others, we have probably also been judging ourselves. Most of us have grown up in a climate of judgment, as if that is what is going to make us perfect, or as if that is what love is all about. When I look at my own life, I have found the most helpful way to deal with this culture of judgment is to acknowledge the truth that I have many weaknesses, vulnerabilities, shadows, and this is part of reality. Of course, I also want to integrate these realities into my whole being by befriending them. So once these negative aspects are named and accepted, I can have compassion on myself, just as God has compassion on me. Paying attention to the obstructions in my own eye enables me then to have compassion on my neighbour by not even seeing the little speck in their eyes. Only then can I take a long, loving look at the real. In today's world, we often hear it said that in embracing our shadow, we see the gold therein and the gifts to be discovered. Seeing in this way, we are enlightened, and so we are no longer blind ourselves, nor blind guides for others. Jesus warned us very strongly also against that. No wonder it is said that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. When we look at others with the contemplative eye of beauty, when we, like the mystics, take a long, loving look at the real, we can be comforted in the words of Jesus. God will judge you in the same way that you judge others. Let us this day spend time taking a long, loving look at the real, living the way of Jesus.